Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You've never popped a zit.
Oh, popped a zit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
It's
thank you.
Satisfying thing.
Like you're not one of those where it was like, oh, don't touch it. Oh, don't touch it.
That's what every dermatologist tells you.
But you know
absolutely.
What? But that's because dermatologists have all like the medicine and stuff to deal with. They don't have real lives where you have to like deal with what you got. So you're a popper, right?
Oh, absolutely. Get rid of that thing as quickly as possible.
Amen. Now, let me ask you this. Are you a if you had to guess? This was fascinating to me yesterday, although the numbers seem off to me. Over the course of a year, how many zits you think you pop?
Oh man, I couldn't tell you a number. Probably like 15, 16, maybe.
In a year?
More than that, probably.
What
in
is
a
your
year?
Face made out of porcelain?
That's a couple of months.
That's if you told me I only had to worry about 15 zits a year, are you like I would enter to win like a beauty contest?
Please don't.
Are you kidding me? 15 a year?
Maybe more than that, probably.
Okay, now we're trying
to
be honest.
Are you asking about, like, middle and high school?
I'm talking about, like
right, yeah.
Yeah, no, not, like, how old are you?
I'll be 31 this year.
You're still in zit producing range? Yeah, of course.
31? I mean, I know that you can get them at any age.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh. I got one right here that's killing me. I got one over here that's killing me, and I've got one on the side of my ear that I swear to God, the temperature in there must be 12,000 degrees because it's burning. I know my heart rate is right because I feel it every time my heart goes. And I for the last 2 days, have been digging. And digging. I don't even care if it pops inside and all the pus just goes like running through my veins. I don't care about that.
Right.
Just pop, for God's sakes.
Right. It feels like a planet on your face.
Basically. Oh, it's the worst. It is the worst. Oh, I hate it. What do they call that? Subcutaneous zits?
Cutaneous. Right?
Subcutaneous zits? Worst zits ever.
Like cystic almost.
Although I do, and now that you're not in school, those are the worst. The ones in school that were worse were the non-clotting. Those were the worst ones.
Yeah.
The big red ones?
The ones that you'd pop and you walked around all day. And everybody knew you didn't shave, but your face was bleeding. God, those were the worst.
And those are ones you popped like outside of school in the morning or even the night before? They were still bleeding?
No, I'd pop them in the bathroom at school.
Oh,
or sometimes
school.
I wouldn't even go into the bathroom. I would just kind of be like, oh, I feel that one, and just kind of start. That wasn't really a pop as much as I would take a nail and just scrape it up the side against it and know that was going away. There was a part probably my freshman year of high school where it looked like I had like a relief map for a mirror in my bathroom. Like, somebody came in and was like, I got an idea. Let's just throw a bunch of mashed potatoes at the mirror and see what happens. What's wrong, Diane?
She got super nauseous.
All right, dude. Hold on one second. Everybody's a popper. And please don't tell me you don't. Please don't tell me you don't. Thank you.
I don't anymore.
You can try to resist, but sometimes.
Right. You could try to resist. You could also put $100 down on the ground in front of you and try to resist picking it up. I got a better chance of walking away from money than popping a zit.
Hope your little medicines and lotions and stuff.
None of them work.
Work magic.
None of them work.
Some of them are better than others.
What works? Well, you can tell me toothpaste.
Like, write it down for him right now.
No. None of that crap ever worked. The only thing that worked was
just because you're immune to it.
Immune. I'm resistant. Accutane worked. No, I did not use Accutane, but like my buddy Gary Rothermel did, and like his face looked like a dry desert. I actually preferred my oily zits to what that looked like.
But how does he look now?
I don't know. I've probably seen him in 20 years.
Oh, he got super depressed and, you know, how that story goes.
But is it, he actually did battle about a depression.
That's a side effect.
Yeah, from the Accutane. Yeah, of course it was. Of course. By the way, you know what else is depressing? Having a face full of zits. Remember, my nickname was Pizza Face.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I laughed. I didn't forget that. But it's just funny to hear.
But is this right? Like, when you hear the big number, they say that the average person will pop 4,100 zits on their body over the course of a year.
Okay.
A year?
Not a year. I'm sorry. In their life. It works out to 65 a year.
That's a lot.
65 a year? And I'm not talking all face. It could be anywhere.
Because that means a lifetime. I understand maybe that hitting that number in high school, but as an adult, no. You know, I'm not saying because
acne doesn't
strike adults. Of course it does. But you know better.
Know better than what?
Than to pop them.
Find me an adult that doesn't pop their zits.
I just said I don't.
As an adult, you won't pop anywhere on your body?
And I'm not saying like when I was in my early 20s, I didn't. But now, let's say I turned 39 last week, so approaching 40, no.
So like if you get one up on your shoulder?
Why would you pop something on your shoulder? You're not even...
tank top season.
Two reasons. Number one, because it's there. And number two...
Because once you find it, you can't unfind it. It just bothers
you. I can unfind it because I pop it.
Oh, so you don't just pop out of trying to be more attractive to others. You're popping them no matter where they are.
I think I trained myself on my face. And so, yeah, no, if I have one, I'm getting after it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting after it.
I thought it was just a face.
There are times like Jackie will think like I got shot in the shoulder with a pellet gun. She's like, why we got blood back here? I'm like, got to get rid of it.
I'm hit.
I'm wearing a basketball jersey tomorrow. I want to look good.
But yes, I would agree. As you get older, your number goes down.
But you're also in a better mindset.
By the way, I'm rubbing my face like I'm a blind person trying to see what I look like right now. Like I'm feeling for anything. Yeah. And because I know, and right now I can feel you staring at it. I know I have one. Right here.
It's kind of obscured by your beard.
Yeah, I know, but it's not obscured to my finger. I'm going to get after it.
So 65 a year breaks down to what, about
five a month? When you break it down like that, that's not too bad.
More than one a week?
Well, I mean, again, you're thinking
your whole life, not just high school.
But you're thinking neck up.
Yes, you're right. I did think we were only talking face.
Yeah, no, it's anywhere. It's anywhere. I don't get a lot of body zits. Can I please?
Where's your danger zone? Is your face the worst?
Danger zone.
Yeah.
Outside of your neck up, where do you find you're getting the most?
I don't get a lot of them, but I pay attention to the WBZ.
Oh.
The waistband.
Waistband's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pay attention to that.
Well, they hurt you, you said.
Oh. And I will dig at that thing until, like, I pray it's an ingrown hair because I'm going hard after it.
You walk in here with ice bags on your legs like Patrick Ewing after a Knicks game.
I'm getting after it. Yeah. I hate a waistband zit. Oh, the worst. I don't get thigh zits.
Oh. There's a plus.
Is that on your dating profile?
Yeah, put that in your profile.
Kaylee, you pop, don't you? Yeah, that a girl. Why does every... What? Listen to Sunshine Bragger in there. Oh, I only get five a year. Do you ever get the waistband zit? How do you not get a waistband zit?
What if she was like, yep, all five?
I wear it like a belt. Elliot. Oh, this is from Rose. You do know that, here we go. And everybody's a derm. You do know that diet is one of the biggest influences on acne production, right? Probably could get down to 15 a year if you tried. Middle finger rose. By the way, that some of that is true, but it's never been proven.
I think some people are, diet does play a part in it, but some people are more predisposed.
Yeah.
With how active their
I can tell you right
are.
Now, I could spend the next year eating kale and quinoa, and I tell you, I can promise you, I'm getting a WBZ. No question. Oh.
Well, you know, diet has everything to do with it. Sorry, Rose. No, it doesn't.
No, it what?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Where am I going? Line 3?
That sends it on his lip. It's impairing his speech.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Carly.
Yes, Carly. What can I do for you?
I work at a dermatology office. So I still pop my zits.
Oh, I bet your boss hates your guts.
Seriously. And you've got access to all the best stuff.
But seriously. But is that, can I ask this, though, in all seriousness? Hasn't that kind of faded out where it used to be like, oh, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Like, haven't we moved on from that? And they're like, yeah, just, you can get rid of it if you need to.
Oh, no. They're still strict about not touching. Like, they don't want you popping them because they're like, oh, it's going to turn into a scar. But, you know, you get those big ones, and it's like some of them just pop on their own. So it's like you just finish it off.
By the way, you know what? Thanks for saying that. And listen, she's 100% right. There are times that you wake up and you're like, all you have to do is just kind of act surprised and go, ooh, and then they pop because there's such a buildup of pus right there on the surface they go.
But does she have to call in sick on days that she's scarred herself up?
If you pop one, do you have to go in? Do they yell at you?
Hey, I wear a mask, so they don't know.
See?
Yeah, I bet you have to hide it.
Yeah, most of my breakouts are on my chin, so I'm like, I'm good.
You know what? I got to tell you, thank God that's not been a danger zone for me.
That's more like hormonal in women.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You had some in that crease right here.
That's not my chin.
From like.
That's the bottom lip.
Sweet spot.
No, right here, like sort of the part that on like a ventriloquist dummy.
Oh, where like it hinges.
On those lines. You've definitely had some big ones.
Yeah, well, obviously. But not.
So
no,
you do. It seemed like that part of your
chin
face is perfect.
No, chin to me is like the front point part.
That's where like a witch's wart is.
No, you know what that? Yeah, no, but you know what that is? That's Harry Mole. That's Harry Mole. Also, right now, I don't know if you can hear the change in my voice, but I'm looking for the internal nostril zit right now. Oh, I don't have one. I'm telling you, I could never be a dermatologist, although I love the pimple popper, but I couldn't like. As I was like taking care of patients, I would just sit there and be like, for example, oh, get one under the armpit. That'll make you want to kill yourself.
That's an ingrown hair, though, isn't it?
Not always.
No.
Not always.
Not
sometimes
many.
It's a treat. Sometimes it's not hair. It's just pus. And then after pus, what is it? Well, you know the rule. Pop it till it bleeds because you have to. You got to get the poison out. You got to get the poison out. And then if you have a good long fingernail, you press it.
That's what
both
you're not
ways.
Supposed to do. That's going to lead to scarring.
What? I got a horrible scar right here. That was you know what this is? This is the old LL, the lesson learner. This one.
You've spent 15 minutes describing popping them. What lesson did you learn?
No, this one I went too deep. Yeah, I went too deep. I took the, I stump grinded this one.
So you learned two things that day. Don't go so deep and maybe occasionally cut your nails.
All right, very good. Thank you, Derm. Thank you. Let me go. Oh, but back to the number. Is that number high?
It seems astronomical.
But again, 65 a year sounds high, but at 5? Like if you find like there are dudes, I'm not one of them, but there are dudes who get like a lot of like shoulder acne or like back acne, and not from doing steroids or anything. It's just God cursed you.
Puberty.
The puberty will get you zit, leg, thighs. I mean, they happen all over the place. I don't, you know what I don't get a lot of? Thank God.
I didn't open up that Match.com account again.
No. But did you have any friends that used to get the unfortunate Nexits?
From what, having to start shaving?
Yeah.
Sometimes that was an ingrown hair. But like I had one buddy. Oh, I'll tell you, beautiful face, but it looked like what's that disease where it looks like you just got lumps all over your neck?
Cancer? Wait, so this guy was
it was only on his neck?
Yeah, like cheekbones up. Honestly, most beautiful skin you've ever seen. His neck though looked like it was like popping paper. Like the plastic popping stuff, all his whole neck.
Was he wearing a lot of turtlenecks? Well,
I would
something that would like aggravate it, irritate it.
No, he couldn't have been wearing turtlenecks, or we would have never seen him.
I guess it was also, Texas. He can wear a dicky.
Line 4, getting one there hurts. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Diane, don't write that down. Don't put that in the profile.
Oh, come on. I'm the only one that's had a zit on my testicles? I think not. I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, this is Susie.
Yes.
So I have a skin disorder called hidradenitis suppurativa.
Who?
And
who?
Okay. So if you just look up skin disease, and it's called HS for short.
Right.
It is basically a disease where your body, your autoimmune system attacks things in your body. So like deodorant, things like that. And people with this disease have horrible zits and boils in their groin, armpit.
Oh, ma'am.
Stomach, everything. And we are the biggest poppers in the universe. And we flaunt it, not going to lie.
Oh, really? So it's almost like a badge of courage.
BRB, going to go pop.
Are you wearing your period panties? No. I got HS. That's a boil.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Absolutely. And, you know, they, like you're talking about the weeping ones, and they do weep. And, you know, we have to use gauze under our arms and things like that when we do have one that pops, and it's really painful. It really is. We have, you know, I've had up to like 6 different boils up under my armpit at one time.
Stop. By the way, I'm glad you called. I feel so much better about myself.
Oh God.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And, but by the way, I understand it's an autoimmune issue, but does that go away at any point?
So you can have surgery where if you look up HS surgery, it's not something that you really want to see, but it's very interesting where they can remove. So basically, if you do pop these boils consistently, something happens called tunneling, and that's basically where you can press on one side of your armpit and then pus will come out of another side of your armpit. So it's like
that's awesome.
Is it?
So you press on your left armpit and pus comes out your right armpit. Oh, it's like the guys who can like do the chain through their nose.
God,
it's not that drastic. It's from like one side of one armpit.
Oh,
so less impressive.
Press, like, the middle of your arm. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
That less impressive. Less impressive. All right. Very good. Well, listen, I appreciate the, you know, send some literature. Let me take a look at that. But I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Oh, my God. By the way, that's what gets your numbers up. So when you got low end people, like, you know, like Kaylee will get like 3 to 5 waistband zits. Then, you know, then it's fine. But then you got boil her there where, you know, they're springing up like crazy.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.